Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. But you know what I am? I am Iron Man. No, I'm just a Christian who, like many others, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. Someone once said, opinions are like... Well, maybe I shouldn't finish that quote. I'll paraphrase. Opinions. Everyone has one. When it comes to the topic of mental health and faith, well, everyone has already come to a conclusion. Mental illness isn't real. It's all spiritual. Mental illness is real. Has nothing to do with our spiritual lives. Mental illness can be prayed away. Mental illness need not be prayed over. Hallucinations are really demons. Demons are really hallucinations. There's no cure. Faith is the cure. People are overdrugged. People are underdrugged. Too many people diagnosed. Not enough people diagnosed. And so on. I mean, I have opinions about all these things too. Think about the way this is reflected in every other area of our lives. Think about hot-button political issues. I'm sure one has already come to mind. Now, think about your opinion on that issue. See how quick that was? Why? Because judgments are like reflexes. And also, because strongly formed opinions are safe. Hard to answer questions. Those are scary. James tells us in his letter, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. We have been trained to do precisely the opposite. Slow to listen, quick to speak, and very quick to become angry over opinions. We have been trained simply by consuming media, by political figures and talking heads and self-help authors and motivational speakers, that the one thing every important person has in common is this. What makes them worth listening to is this: their strong opinions and their ability and desire to share them. I mean, let's be honest. You listen to this podcast to be encouraged, but also, in some cases, to hear my thoughts on things related to this topic. My opinions. But think through the people you know, and this might take a little while. Think of that elusive, curious person you have been blessed to have in your life. I know a couple. You see, I have friends whom I love who ask questions about the work we do with Bless This Brain, but at times it feels like they only ask because if they ask, it gives them permission to share their opinion on the topic. That's not uncommon. I get it. I do it too, especially when it comes to topics I'm passionate about, like the Muppets. I have other people, friends, who never ask a question. They just know that I do something in the mental health space and they spout their opinions about it totally uninvited. I get it. I do that too. I hate fruit salad. I don't need anyone to ask me what I think about fruit salad. I'll tell ya. I think people who bring it to potlucks are bad people, and I will insert that into as many conversations as I can. Okay, bad people is a bit strong. People who lack imagination. But I have some other people in my life, and it's no coincidence that they're among that precious number of individuals that I would consider my closest friends, who ask questions about the work we do at Bless This Brain, or about mental health recovery, or our journeys along our own paths, and they do so not so they can share, but because they want to learn. Some of you have people in your life who are begging for the opportunity to inform you about their mental health challenge, the thing that has caused them the most suffering. They want you to know them better. They want you to love them. They want you to listen. They're not going to tie you to a chair, put tape over your mouth, and force you to hear all that they have to say. They're going to drop little statements here and there about the way that they're feeling, or about behaviors in themselves that they're noticing, or even maybe a little sprinkle about the specifics of their recovery journey, including what type of treatment they might be receiving. They're testing you. They want to see how you'll respond. If you say, "Tell me more," Or what's that like? You establish a degree of safety. Safety through curiosity. If you can listen without interrupting or without making the conversation about yourself, you establish more safety. If you nod your head and show understanding by saying things like, "So, it sounds like you're saying," and then summarizing something they shared, you establish even more safety. See, curious people make other people feel safe to share, which makes them feel loved, and in turn, lets them feel loved by God. And what do you receive in return for your curiosity? Increased understanding, an opportunity to serve someone God cares about, and most likely, you gain a friend. Or if it's someone you've known for a while, become better friends. I'm gonna flip this around now. To those who are actively struggling with the symptoms of a mental health challenge, be it depression, anxiety, excessive rumination, whatever it might be, you, my people, understand that sometimes the pain you're experiencing results in so much inward focus that you can fail to reciprocate the kindness of the elusive, curious person. Just because you're suffering, that doesn't free you from the charge to be a quick listener too. Oftentimes, the most curious people in our lives are taken advantage of by chatty Keiths and Kathys to the degree that they themselves feel used. Don't mistake their curiosity for a desire to remain unheard themselves. Now here's the grace part. If there's one skill that we're not taught, it's how to listen. One of the greatest days in a parent's life is when their child says their first words. We're so excited that they can talk. We celebrate it. We have public speaking classes and debate clubs and theater troupes. We applaud the pastor and the politician and the singer and the podcaster who can talk real good. We need to get better at celebrating the elusive, curious person. The one who talks when it's their turn to talk, but who's passionate about listening. Listening non-judgmentally. Listening to learn and understand. May we all, the advocate and the suffering, seek to grow in this way. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.